to lose weight, exercise, and eat a healthy diet. But what is a healthy diet? Less fat, fewer carbohydrates? Well, NPR's Richard Harris reports on a study that provides some hard facts on a hotly debated question.
Cut out the carbs, cut out the fat, or just cut the calories? That's not simply a question for dieters. Obesity researcher Kevin Hall at the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases wished he knew the answer, too.
People have very strong opinions and have their theoretical reasons why one diet might work better than another diet, and we wanted to test those theories in a very strictly controlled fashion.
So Hall and his colleagues sequestered 19 obese individuals at the NIH over two-week spans to control what they ate and to measure their body chemistry precisely. The researchers wanted to test the very popular belief that the only sure way to lose weight is to cut out the carbs, to make your insulin levels drop. And true, cutting carbs did work.
We cut the carbohydrates, insulin went down, fat burning went up, just exactly as that theory predicts, and people lost fat.
But then the same volunteers were also subjected to a much different diet. Here, they left carbs alone and cut out fat instead. Insulin levels weren't affected by this diet, but it was, in fact, every bit as effective as the low-carb diet. Hall says, so much for the idea that only low-carb diets can help people shed fat.
That theory, as it stands, that very strong claim, is certainly not true.
Instead, the best evidence favors those who say, if you want to shed body fat, it's the total calories that matter most.
All calories weren't exactly equal when it came to losing body fat with respect to carbs versus fat in the diet, but they were pretty close.
I love this paper.
Susan Roberts is a professor of nutrition at Tufts University. She says it cuts through an amazing amount of noise that surrounds diet advice.
There's too many commercial interests. There's too many bad research studies on, you know, like six mice that get too much attention. And this is a really good, high-quality study that helps get rid of some of the confusion.
It certainly doesn't answer all questions about the optimal weight loss diet, but Robert says it does disprove that popular notion that fat loss absolutely requires a low-carb diet.
They've shown that that's bogus.
Roberts wrote a commentary that accompanies the paper, which is published in the journal Cell Metabolism. She says with this bit of physiology settled, researchers can step back to ask more practical questions like, what is the best diet to reduce body fat?
This doesn't say anything about how easy it is to stick with a high-carb or a high-fat diet.
That's the key question.
And that's a question of human behavior, not simply body chemistry. Hall says some people might find it easier to cut calories by limiting fat. Other experiences suggest that dieters do better on a low-carb diet.
Over the first 6 months, people do tend to lose more weight and fat on a reduced-carb diet. But we would suggest that that's probably because they end up eating less calories in total.
His study didn't get at that question directly, since people were only on restricted diets for 2 weeks at a time. And it's not an easy question to answer with high confidence because it's not practical to lock up many people for months on end. And in the end, it might simply be a matter of personal preference to find the most sustainable approach. Richard Harris, NPR News.